Our next patient is Barbara Laurie. It's Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Laurie, L-O-R-I. Laurie Barbara. Date of birth is 5/29/1942. Date of visit is 1/12/24. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Erica O'Donnell. O apostrophe D-O-N-N-E. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is an 81-year-old female who has a history of cough and wheezing and a prior history of hemoptysis more than 3 months ago, was treated for an episode of bronchitis in September 23. The patient took doxycycline. She was also sent for a CT chest in July 23, which showed chronic inflammatory process with nodular densities, including a 1 centimeter right upper lobe nodule. And follow-up was suggested in 3 to 6 months period. The patient apparently will go for a follow-up chest CT. And she denies any yellow sputum at this time, but has a cough, she has wheezing, she has chest tightness, and denies fevers or chills, and no night sweats or recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension for over 20 years. She has a history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation. Also has had a tonsillectomy remotely, as well as cataract surgery with implants. The next paragraph can you please mention in the first paragraph, the patient did have a CT chest which showed a 8 millimeter cavitary nodule in the right upper lobe. Which was seen in May of 23. And it suggested an infectious etiology or suggestive of bronchiectasis with a chronic infection. There was also some volume loss in the right mid lobe and a large hiatal hernia and a compression fracture for T12 vertebral body. The next this CT was done on 9/20/23. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history of hypertension for 25 years. Oh, I'm sorry. I already mentioned that. Please continue with allergies. The patient has no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Med list included Incruzalipta, 1 puff daily. And amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams daily. Clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Travastatin 20 milligrams daily, Raloxifene 60 milligrams daily, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, and Albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. She has had cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and denies flank pains. She has asthma, wheezing, and cough, and history from hemoptysis. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, no rectal bleed or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising, and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and no memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly part female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 90, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 165, saturation 95. HENT abnormocephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. She has tequal movements with diminished excursions, and that her wheeze is scattered bilaterally with crackles at the right base. Autumns are irregular, as well as S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD and asthma. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is anxiety. And number 4 is lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodules and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes dilator studies. You'll also get a CBC and a IgE level and total eosinophil count. And a follow-up visit we arrange here in 3 weeks. She may need to have a bronchoscopy scheduled to evaluate the cavitary lung nodules to rule out any atypical infections like mycobacterial disease and or malignancy. I discuss these findings with her, and we'll make an addendum report in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O.